Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Church Conroe. Welcome to our Sunday morning worship podcast for September the 20th. I'm glad you're here in spirit this day. A couple of things I want to note before we begin worship. In 2 weeks, I'm excited to tell you that we will begin live worship in our sanctuary on October the 4th. We will worship at 10:45. And of course, we will not have Sunday school for a while, and we will not have an after worship fellowship, but we can praise God together in worship in our sanctuary. Also, yes, of course, the Pumpkin Patch Church of Conroe will have a pumpkin patch this year. We are having our pumpkin patch led by Amy Lacey and Linda Robinson. We will meet on October the 9th to set up and October the 10th to get the pumpkins and start then. A note of sadness for the city of Conroe. We want to note and hold in our prayers today the family of Mayor Toby Powell, who passed away this last week. Toby's a good friend of our church, and Conroe will miss him. So hold the Powell family in your prayers. Now, I'm going to ask you to take just a few minutes to prepare yourselves for worship. You may want to get your communion elements and get settled for worship as you listen to some beautiful praise music.
They fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. Sin
Our call to worship this morning will be responsive, and your response will be, "We will praise God's holy name." Let's be in worship. Let us praise the God who formed the mountains and created the wind. We will praise God's holy name. Let us sing to the one who made the stars, who turns deep darkness into morning and day into night. We will praise God's holy name. Let us turn to God, hating what is evil and loving what is just. So may justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. We will praise God's holy name. Let's be in an attitude of prayer together. In the light of your love shining through the life of Jesus, O God, we offer ourselves to you. In the light of the world's need for people who can truly love, we offer ourselves to you. In the light of our own failure in the past to live unselfishly, we offer ourselves to you. We put body, mind, and soul at the disposal of your love. Use us as you will, O God, to meet the needs of your family here on earth. Mold our lives so that the love and power of Christ may work through us. Renew the life of this congregation so that Christ may be seen even more clearly in our midst. We lift up to you, O God, our individual prayer concern. We pray for our nation's leaders. We pray for those of our state and county and city who helped to lead us during this time of pandemic. We lift up to you in prayer all of those who help to keep us safe. We pray for those who have been impacted so desperately by the fires in the West. Give them the strength and the fortitude they need to continue their task of putting them out. O Lord, we lift our prayers to you in the name of Christ Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
I'm going there to see.
Hear these thoughts from the Apostle Paul to encourage us in our giving this day. Whatever your task, do it wholeheartedly as to God. In teaching, give all you have. In speaking, stir to the depths. In giving, share liberally. In helping, do so cheerfully. Contribute to the needs of God's people and practice hospitality. We offer to you, O God, the gifts of our hands and the loyalty of our hearts. Accept us with our gifts, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Even as Jesus called his disciples one by one and by name, so the risen Christ calls each of you one by one and by name to come and share around the table of remembrance in a community of love. Even when we can't be together physically, we can come around God's table in spirit. Join Him not because you are good, but because Christ wants you. Eat and drink with Christ within the universal fellowship of those who are loved without reservation, just as they are. On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus took the Passover with those whom he loved so dearly. After the meal, he took the loaf once again. He broke it and blessed it and passed it among them, telling them to eat that this was his body broken for them. In that same way, after the meal, he took the cup, Elijah's cup of community and welcome. After blessing it, he passed it among them, telling them to drink all of it. This was the cup of a new covenant that would be sealed with his sacrifice. We come after those first apostles, celebrating his words, "This do in remembrance of me." O Lord, we ask that you bless this holy meal to our bodies and us to your continued service for Christ's sake. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy before me. Let strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy.
Our scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew. I will be reading from the 4th chapter, the 12th and following verses. And now when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and dwelt in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali toward the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to me, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. This passage takes place pretty soon after John had baptized Jesus in the Jordan River. You remember that beautiful passage in which John doesn't want to baptize Jesus. He tells Jesus he should be baptized by Jesus, and Jesus insists. And when John baptizes Jesus, the Spirit of God, like a dove, descends upon him. And remember the voice that was heard from heaven, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased." I have the fondest memories of baptisms in my 45 years of ministry. Some that kind of stick out are the ones that I was performing baptisms in the Leon River in Eastland County. And we would have a big picnic on the banks of the river, and the young people would come down to the river, and we would sing those songs, and they would be baptized in the river. After that, remember that Jesus was tempted by the devil. He was tempted to make some bread. He was tempted to levitate. And then he was tempted to worship the devil. Well, Jesus said, nope, and nope, and nope. Question. Do you think the devil is real? Is the devil a real being? Or is the devil our attempt at understanding so much evil in the world? My answer to that is, I don't know, but I do know this. I do know that evil is real, and at times evil seems to take on an existence of its own. The ovens of Dachau and Auschwitz remind us of that horrifying fact, don't they? And sad to say, anti-Semitism is rearing its ugly head again. There is evil in this world, and the Spirit of Christ speaks against every evil. After Jesus had shooed away the devils and the angels came and ministered to him, he went into Galilee to begin his ministry. Matthew reminds us that Jesus is walking in the footsteps of Isaiah. I believe that Jesus saw himself in the line of the messianic prophets. And what was his message? Oh, I know I've told this story before, and I apologize it, but I can't help myself. It's really more of a joke than a story. There was a minister, and he was upset. He had hired some men to repaint the church building. And as he was watching these guys repaint the building, he caught them adding water to the paint so the paint would go farther and the paint would cost less. And when they painted the church with that paint, lo and behold, it just didn't work. So the minister stood on the steps of the church. He looked the painters in the eye and he said to them, "Repaint, you thinners, repaint." Well, my apologies. I know I've told that story. And I guess you'd have to say that story is in honor of Bill Schneider. Bill is our resident punster. So, Bill, that one's for you. I'm going to blame that one on you. Of course, the real words of Jesus were, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And then Matthew recalls Isaiah's prophecy. "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned." Light is a powerful symbol, is it not? It's a powerful symbol in Scripture. In Genesis, right at the beginning of the book of Genesis, God's first creative act. Remember what that is? "And let there be light." Light is the creative power that is the motive power of creation. Light set everything in motion. Without light, there would be no life as we know it. And light is seen in literature and other places. It's seen as a power for good. Isaiah understands it that way. "Those who sat in the region and shadow of death, in the dark, on them light has shined." Why does most crime happen at night? Well, the cloak of darkness hides evil actions. So light is seen as a force for good. Light is also seen as a power for knowledge, bringing to light the hidden. Light reveals, darkness hides. And knowledge is a powerful force for good. Ignorance does not necessarily breed the bad, but true knowledge always breeds the good. And light is seen as a power for purification, a pure, powerful beam of light from a certain spectrum can remove impurities. Light actually has cleansing qualities. And as the prophet Isaiah had spoken, God's kingdom coming as a great light. Matthew was introducing Jesus, the physical manifestation of God's light in his gospel narrative. And Jesus, like Isaiah, was announcing that God's kingdom was coming right now with those words, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, that Greek word for repent is an interesting word. It's metanoia. And it means a change of heart or mind, but it literally means a change of direction. Sort of like, I once was lost, but now am found. And the very first thing that Jesus did after his announcement, the very first thing he did was to start assembling his A-team. His A-team with brothers Peter and Andrew. Those were the first. In fact, in one of the Gospels, it's Andrew who was first, and he brought his brother Peter to meet Jesus. And then second was another set of brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. These four would be his closest companions for the next 3 years of his earthly ministry. Yes, there were problems. They argued and fought over who was first, who would get to sit at the right hand of Jesus. Peter even denied that he knew Jesus when the going got toughest. In other words, they were humans with strengths and weaknesses. But the good news is Jesus stuck with them. You and I are in the 20 centuries long Team Jesus. Like Peter and Andrew and James and John, we stumble and we make mistakes all the time. We sometimes argue about petty nonsense. We sometimes lose our way and we roam off the path that Jesus has set us on. But you know what? Like Peter and Andrew and James and John, Jesus never, ever gives up on us. And that, my fellow A-team members, is good news indeed. Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow.